Good morning. Welcome once again to the Forgotten Word. I'm Bob Wise. I'm with Forgotten Word Ministries. And want to continue on with our program from yesterday about we'll all be saved in the end. And we, talked about the first Adam and his, the fall and the sin that he had, and that we have inherited that sin. Plus, we've inherited the punishment for the sin. So our only avenue is to follow Jesus, who is the second and last Adam, and he gives us a way out. So the first Adam brought us the sin. The second Adam, Jesus, gives us and takes away our sin and gives us an avenue to heaven to be with God. John 11:25-26, Jesus said, and I read this yesterday, I'm going to repeat this, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live." And therefore, one would have to believe before they die to have the promise of being resurrected, according to that scripture, because it says, "He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live." You have to believe in Jesus first before you die. There's no time afterwards, irregardless of what some groups might teach, like, unfortunately, the Catholic Church. You cannot pray for the dead. You can pray for them all you want, but you're not doing any good. Once you die, that's it. No more chances. Your chance is over. You had your chance. If you didn't accept Jesus before you died, you're not going to make it. Paul explains how to be justified before God. In Romans 5:1-2, he says, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God." Now, if you'll notice, by faith we are justified and have access. It's not something everyone will receive because of what Jesus did. There are qualifications. See, you can't just be born and go to church and listen to your mom and dad preach to you and the preachers preach to you and do all the things through, your Sunday school classes as you're growing up and get in the youth group and all those things and continue to attend church all your life. Those aren't going to work. They're good for you. They might even have made you a better person while living on earth, but they will not get you to heaven, no matter how much love your church preaches. It does not matter if you do not believe in Jesus. You have to believe in Jesus to get to heaven. It's that simple. Jesus said, "He who believes in the Son has eternal life, but he who does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him." Isaiah 1:28 says that. I'm so sorry. I got that backwards. Jesus says, "He who believes in the Son has eternal life, but he who does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him." Then in Isaiah 1:28, "The destruction of transgressors and of sinners shall be together, and those who forsake the Lord shall be consumed." You have to understand that. The destruction of transgressors and of sinners shall be together. And those who forsake the Lord shall be consumed. And that's what Jesus is saying. If you do not accept Jesus, if you do not accept him as your personal Savior, you don't have a Savior. The keys to the kingdom is the Savior. The Savior has the key to the door. Search all your life for a Savior, but if you find anything, anybody who becomes your Savior and is not Jesus the Christ, the living Son of God, then you have got the wrong Savior, and his key will not open the doors of heaven. His key will open the door of hell. Remember that. Psalms talked about it. In Psalms 11:12, "God is a just God." and glory, or excuse me, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he does not turn back, he will sharpen his sword. He bends his bow and makes it ready. In Psalm 145:20, the Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. So, how can you not read that and understand, or I should say, how can you not hear that? You're not reading, I'm talking. Forgive me for the bouncing around here. But how can you hear it? You know, how can you hear it and not understand that the Lord preserves all who love him? If you love Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior, he will preserve you. But all the wicked he will destroy. So if anybody lives in a sinful state unto death, they can only expect to receive what God has promised them. And what was the, now listen carefully. If anybody lives in a state, a sinful state, all the way to their death, they can expect to receive what God has promised. That is the truth. But what has God promised to those who live in a sinful state all until they die? Judgment. And the judgment, as we said earlier, is he will judge those who accepted his Son and have done the will of the Father into heaven. Those who never, he will judge them into hell. It's a simple process. Jude, in the New Testament, 1:14-15, let me look that here, find Jude. Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have committed in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Now, let's read that for you again. Jude 1:14-15. Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment on all. On everybody. You hear this? That's not just the bad people. That's on the good people and the bad people. The ones who've accepted Christ and the ones who have not. They come, Jesus does, with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have committed in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. So there you have it in a nutshell. Not everybody is going to be saved in the end. It's not going to happen that way. For all those that you know who say, I love God and I'm a good person, compliment them on that. But explain to them. Don't just say, I know. Yeah, that's good. No, you've got to go farther than that. Or you're doing them a disservice. You're going to be partially responsible for their soul because you had an opportunity to show them and to share with them the gospel of Jesus the Christ, the Son of God, and you wouldn't do it. You didn't do it. You have, when they say, I love God and I'm a good person and I know who God is, you've got to say, that's great. That's wonderful. I'm happy. I'm proud of you. But listen to me, please take just a second to listen to this. I'm not going to take long. Please don't get upset with me. I just want to say something here. You need to tell them you have to go a little bit farther. You're almost there. You are so close to getting to heaven with what you just told me. But you're just not quite there. And what I mean by that is, don't get upset. Let me say this so you don't get upset with me. Maybe it's a sister or a brother. And you tell them, please don't get upset with me, sis, please. But you're almost there. But God, who you said you believe in. He knows you're a good person. And he's happy for you for that part of it. But that same God that you said you believe in, that same God you claim to trust and believe in, he also said, everybody, anybody who wants to come to heaven to dwell with me when you die, have to do one thing, or you can't come. And that one thing is, you have to believe in my son Jesus. You have to believe that I, God, sent my son Jesus to earth to die for your sins. Because you have no way of getting rid of your sins without him. So, if you can, God, this is God talking. If you can just listen and understand that my son Jesus, I sent him to you so you would have a way to get yourself cleansed of all the filth and sin that came from the first Adam who sinned, and Eve, and all those that are descendants of Adam, which is all of us. That's all of you. If you will accept my son, Jesus, who I sent to you, he will cleanse you. He will give you the key to my heaven. And you will be able to live with me for all of eternity. But you have to understand, that's the only way. I made a deal. And my deal is this. I want everybody to come and everybody to be here in heaven with me. But only if you accept my son Jesus first. If you can't accept my son Jesus for who he is, what he is, and what he's done for you, and believe it with all your heart and trust him, then it breaks my heart, but you can't come to heaven with me. Now, if you tell your family member or your friend or the person you're talking to those things, and do it in a manner which puts it down to earth, just like I was trying to do there, I'm sure you can do it better. But talk to them, you know, don't try to quote a lot of scripture to people. Talk to them on a one-on-one basis, like I was giving you kind of an example there. Like, talk to them like you're talking in the place of God so that they can understand, and then tell them that, you know, that you have to understand. And if you do that, I believe you will make a wonderful disciple for God and for Jesus Christ. I believe that with all my heart. But you cannot let anybody that crosses your path in this life, while you're alive on this earth, you cannot let anyone cross your path and let them think and go on thinking that all they have to do is know who God is, believe there's a God, and live a good life and everything will work out. Because it will not work out. I wish it was that easy for some of them, but it's not. It's that easy to learn about Jesus and accept Jesus. So many people know there's a God, but they just can't connect to Jesus. Well, that's what they got to connect, folks. You've got to explain to them. You've got to show them that Jesus is real. Jesus is exactly who he said he was. He's exactly who God said he was. Jesus is truth. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the life. No one can go to heaven without accepting Jesus first. It's just like you and anybody in your life. They have to believe on Jesus. We love you. Hope you've learned something through all my stuttering. We'll see you again in the morning. God bless each and every one of you. Amen.